On August 18th, 1976, 2,158 Republican delegates picked incumbent Gerald Ford to run that fall for president. Mainstreamer Ford's margin over conservative California Governor Ronald Reagan was a mere 117 votes. Convention electors lamented that their votes went to Ford, but their hearts were with Reagan. Ford lost the White House. 4 years later, Reagan won it in a walk. This is Ryan Paul Wynn, audiobook reviewer for American History Magazine. I'll be discussing Reagan, An American Journey by Bob Spitz. The reader is Paul Michael. Penguin Audio produced the recording of the complete published text. Bob Spitz has crafted a biography of Ronald Reagan for our celebrity-adoring era. Plumbing the well of the 40th president's relationships, Spitz explains the great communicator's life through the people he encountered. Reader Paul Michael's cadences invoke Reagan's own, helping Spitz paint his subject as a principled everyman whose political rise seemed inevitable. Reagan the book is rife with the standard highlights about Reagan the man. Spitz carves himself a place in the canon by turning over new earth, and sometimes dirt. Portraying Reagan at Eureka College in Eureka, Illinois as a loquacious, spotlight-seeking undergraduate, Spitz contrasts his all-American campus days with the story of Margaret Cleaver, Reagan's sweetie. In 1930, Cleaver left Eureka for months, ostensibly enrolling at the University of Illinois, 80 miles south in Champaign. However, that institution has no record of her, prompting Spitz to posit, without further documentation, that Cleaver could have gone away to have a child or an abortion. The author provides more details with his description of Reagan's years as an announcer at WHOAM in Des Moines, Iowa. Beginning with the 1932 season, he called Chicago Cubs games over the air by reading a paper feed arriving on a finicky wire service machine. Whenever the wire went dead, as Spitz recreates, Reagan, honing a gift for improv, nimbly described non-existent windups by invisible pitchers side-eyeing phantom base runners. Reagan's smooth manner helped him land a 7-year contract with Warner Brothers Studios in 1937, but by 1949 that same glibness had killed his marriage to Jane Wyman. Spitz reports that an attempted reconciliation only irritated the estranged Wyman. "I came here hoping you had changed, but you hadn't," Jane told Ron. "You're still the same loudmouth. I might as well go home." Transitioning to TV and modeling his message on those in Reader's Digest, Reagan wrote a job as MC for General Electric Theater into the California governorship in 1966 and the United States presidency in 1980. Spitz notes how, rather than lunge for the brass ring, Reagan deliberately conveyed nonchalance, even reluctance, about political advancement. "The office seeks the man," was his mantra. In focusing on Reagan the president, Spitz skews shallow, recapitulating scenes of him reprising a Joe Louis line after being shot, going coatless in winter while negotiating a nuclear arms treaty with a bundled-up Mikhail Gorbachev, and emotively delivering speechwriter Peggy Noonan's elegy for the Lost Challenger crew. The author digs deeper and more salaciously in documenting a corrosive conflict that pitted Reagan's second wife Nancy against White House staff chief Donald Regan. Regan lost and was ousted. He even scores in a memoir revealing not only that Mrs. Reagan insisted her personal astrologer approve Ronnie's schedule, but that around the executive mansion, Nancy was widely detested. Spitz's book's most potent passage describes Reagan in 1994 as he goes public with a dementia diagnosis. I now begin the journey that will lead me into the sunset of my life, he tells his country. I know that for America there will always be a bright dawn ahead. More than other Reagan books, Spitz reminds readers of the tenets that guided the conservative leader's life and warmed voters' hearts. It's a message worth remembering as a gratingly populist Republican lays claim to the Reagan legacy. But this look at Ronald Reagan is more bioflick than magnum opus.